And what made you decide to bite the bullet and get some consulting support? Because it's a big step.
It was an agreement between us that we knew there was a better way, and if I'm honest, it was motivated by good old pure entrepreneurial self-interest. We wanted to do things better. We knew that it wasn't the best that we could do for ourselves and our clients, as it was. Deep down, we knew that. We also knew that it wasn't so much, or we felt it wasn't so much the ideas we were going to get from a consultant. It was that having that person in the room who could help us navigate between different views between all of us to come to an aligned philosophy. The big leaps for us were, could we represent investment process and planning in a similar contingent way? Could we align to one cash flow mechanism? And could we, there were different views around pricing as to how you could charge a premium price. And there were then different views around segmentation, because naturally, what is an A client to one individual, which might be a client with more than 2 million, another individual within a business, their top clients may be in the 500,000 to 1 million space. So these things, they just needed to be worked through, and left to your own devices. A bunch of IFAs will always have something better to do on any given day. Whereas when you bring in someone else, an external pair of eyes, you naturally dedicate time to solving the problems.